Hi, this is John Cackley, and welcome to Couch Convo's Centric Shorts. This is a bonus feature for the Couch Convo on culture and delivery. We couldn't get easily into the depths of case studies that we hope to because we have to honor confidentiality, but I do have a story I can tell to illustrate how culture impacts how a company gets things done. So this is a very long time ago. No one will remember all this besides me, so I can get away with telling this, although I'll still leave out the names to protect the innocent. So the project was doing a project management methodology for a company with a small IT division, basically very similar to what you see nowadays with PMOs, but this was before PMOs really were a thing. And so I was designing the methodology. I needed to do some training, and I had it scheduled of 2 hours of doing training, and I thought, gosh, I cannot imagine anything more boring than somebody, me or otherwise, spending 2 hours talking about project management methodology. So I had a little bit of time on my hands playing around with ideas for that, and I happen to enjoy designing and playing tabletop games, board games. And so I thought, well, how can I make this into a game? And the solution that I hit on, because I really wanted to make it a game that really reflected all the steps of project management, was to have teams of students basically follow the entire methodology while making something. And so I went to a educational bookstore, educational store near where I was working, and I got 3 identical junior erector sets of helicopters. And the idea, again, the teams would have to do all the steps of a project. They'd have to write out a work plan and a budget, do the work, provide a midpoint status that could include a change request, and then do a project closeout with a little final presentation about how the project had gone. So I worked that out, you know, some templates around scoring and work plans and various things for them. And it all looked great. I think I had somebody I sort of walked through the idea with. I think it was the CIO, if I recall correctly. And he approved the idea. And then eventually we got in and we got into the training. So how did this go? Well, the first thing was we had 9 people in the class. They were divided into 3 different teams. And they divided themselves into that, which is interesting. So that was sort of the first observation, which was they self-organized. So remember the infrastructure guys, the LAN, phone, and PC guys all sat together. Developers sat together. I think the PMs all sat together. I think there was somebody else, like a business analyst, who was with them. So basically, they siloed themselves, even though it was a small group. Now, it's important not to read too much into this, though, since I didn't observe any other self-siloing while I was there. And I don't know that they had any projects big enough that maybe the people from a project would have all sat together. You might see that in a bigger organization. Maybe it didn't really apply in this case. But it was interesting all the same that they organized themselves like that. The second observation was we could have spent 2 hours in the training. The team was so hungry for it. We went through in an hour. They were still asking questions, very excited, nobody bored at all. I was really, really pleased by that. But what was the cultural learning there? Well, the company had a very lean approach, and it was plain the folks there wanted a lot more investment in structure and training. So if I'm the CIO, I think that's one of the things that I would have picked up on and said, oh, that's an indication here from the team. A third observation, team performance very collegial, very good collaboration within the teams. I think it reflected both a good team culture as well as good hiring. You know, people all got along. That was really good. Now, a fourth observation when people got into it was that the organization was not used to any particular rigor in their work, and this was indicated by the fact that none of the 3 teams paid for the assembly instructions. So I said they had to do a budget, and I said that, you know, the teams could, you know, there was a price per how many pieces they used, because they could have altered the design. I let them do that as a way to change their budget. But also, I said, well, here's how much the instructions cost. And they cost one amount if you started the project with them. And if you made a change request in the middle, it costs like twice as much out of the imaginary money. And so none of the teams paid for the assembly instructions. So that's something that would bother me or worry me a little if I were the CIO. Now, when they did the readouts at the end, there were some further revelations that were kind of interesting. First of all was, you know, I just mentioned that they didn't buy the instructions, but one team said that their approach was that if they got to the checkpoint and they weren't doing really well, then they would buy the instructions. So at least they had sort of a fallback on it. They were very deliberate about it, although it's still a little bit scary. Another thing is that the infrastructure team, they were pretty impressive. They laid out all the pieces in an organized fashion before this started, and then their plan included a step in the work plan at the end to tighten all the bolts as sort of a QA or a test phase. So what was the outcome out of all this? What did I take away from it? Well, there were a couple of things. First was a really interesting thing to me was that I hadn't expected to observe anything like this. I thought this was sort of a one-way communication of knowledge. People would go through this and they would see that what we talked about as a methodology, they would see it in action with, you know, with a little bit of a project, and they could see the value of it. It turned out, however, to be a two-way communication. There was a lot for the teams to show me and the CIO who was observing. So the lesson here is that any kind of training and communication within an organization can reveal those sort of observations, and you can coach managers and organization leaders to look for them. Mainly, though, it was really easy to see how culture can impact the outcome of a work effort. First of all the teams did finish the project within the allotted time, which is a good thing, since the objective was to assemble a toy designed for children age 6. You'd like to think that three IT professionals working together would manage that within a short amount of time. I do have to say, when I did a test run myself, I was unable to do it without the instructions, so that's why I was actually surprised that they didn't buy the instructions. Anyway, the second stage of that is, imagine you're trying to assemble IKEA furniture without the instructions. It's a little more complicated. Now imagine you're trying to run an actual IT project without proper signed-off design documentation or user stories. It's hard to say, maybe in a real-life situation they would have approached things a little bit differently, but there was no real cost in terms of this training to the instructions. So what I took from this is they generally didn't feel too strongly about the need for signed-off documentation. One other takeaway there is, you see the infrastructure team being so organized. So, that was great. But imagine if that had been an observation that they weren't that organized. They didn't think of that sort of, hey, tighten all the bolts, do the QA. They hadn't organized things. Those are things you really like to see when people are working on your wiring, on your phone system, et cetera. So, at least at a project level, you can really see how culture, just what people are used to, how people approach work, really can have an impact down the road in terms of how the delivery goes. Anyway, that's it for this Centric Short. Hope it's got you thinking about culture and delivery and things you can do right now on whatever project you're working on. This has been John Cackley for Couch Convo's Centric Shorts. Thanks for listening.